online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May is making changes to her top team, where it's understood up to half a dozen cabinet ministers are being moved or demoted. Northern Ireland Secretary James Brokenshire resigned for health reasons. Sir Patrick McLaughlin, who was the Conservative Party chairman, has left the cabinet. He set out what he thinks Theresa May needs to achieve in her reshuffle.
I think delivering on what the Prime Minister has set out as her agenda, both on Brexit and for the rest of the country. And, you know, for me, it's been a great privilege to be part of it.
Brandon Lewis will replace Sir Patrick, but there was confusion after the Tories deleted a tweet congratulating Chris Grayling on getting the job.
KMFM News.
Two more teenagers charged with the murder following the death of a 17-year-old in Gillingham have made their first appearances at Crown Court. Kyle Yule was stabbed in East Street in October. A 17-year-old from the town and 16-year-old from London were remanded in custody and are due to enter pleas in March. A total of four people have now been charged in connection with the death. A Kent-based homeless charity has described a man getting scooped up into a bin lorry in Rochester as a tragic accident. He was rushed to hospital with leg injuries after it happened on the high street at about 8:30 this morning. It's understood he'd been sleeping surrounded by cardboard. Elizabeth Shaw is from One Big Family, which helps people living on the streets.
It's really not safe. I can fully understand why somebody would do that. It was bitterly cold last night, but you know, I'm sure other organisations as well as ourselves will be, you know, alerting people that it's really not a safe thing to do.
Two Kent men have been ordered to pay back £3.5 million they got through tax fraud. 61-year-old accountant Akhil Ahmed and 44-year-old construction boss Victor Shearer were jailed for a total of more than 15 years in October 2016 for setting up a fraudulent scheme in their company, which saw workers' taxes going straight to them. They're now facing more time behind bars if they don't pay up within 3 months. The first big ceremony of the award season in Hollywood has been dominated by the sexual harassment scandal, with many women wearing black outfits in support of victims. TV series Big Little Lies won four prizes, including for actress Laura Dern, who says people who speak out about abuse need to be supported.
May we teach our children that speaking out without the fear of retribution is our culture's new North Star.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was the big winner in the film categories, while Gary Oldman got a gong for his performance as Churchill in Darkest Hour. Two men have been charged following reports of a burglary near Maidstone. Police were called to Boxley Road last Friday afternoon. A 20-year-old from Upchurch and 22-year-old from Essex are due in court accused of various offences, including receiving stolen property and driving without a licence. Police have managed to track down a horse-drawn cart that was stolen from a property in Aylesford. It was taken from Station Road in the middle of the night in November, but was found in Woodland near London Road last week. A search is underway for a new member of staff at a wild animal park in Kent, and you don't even need any experience. Howlett's near Canterbury say they're after an intern to join the team, looking after one of the largest captive populations of Western Lowland gorillas in the world. The role won't be paid, and animal director Simon Jeffrey says they're looking for someone with passion and commitment.
It takes a long time to learn about these animals. They're not simple. I mean, essentially, you know, you've got to learn about behaviour, you've got to learn about what they're like, and then you've got individuals to learn about, especially with the gorillas. I mean, again, you've got 29 gorillas over at Howlett's, and in that situation, you've got to learn every single one individually.
And major expansion work of a Kent shopping centre gets underway today. The existing food court at the designer outlet in Ashford will be demolished to make way for 50 new shops and restaurants. It will create around 500 jobs and is due to be completed next year.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England Test cricket vice captain James Anderson says there's no need for a big upheaval after a 4-0 Ashes defeat. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Australia won the final test in Sydney by an innings and 123 runs. Skipper Joe Root battled to 58, having spent the morning in hospital with a bad stomach bug, but eventually had to retire ill. Footballer Peter Varney has announced he's going to be stepping down as vice chairman of Ebbsfleet United. He's held the role since the club was taken over by KEH Sports in 2013. This weekend's FA Trophy game at home to Warrington will be his last. He's going to be replaced by former player Dean Pooley. And staying with football, video assistant referees will be used for the first time in an English competitive game tonight. Brighton's FA Cup third round tie with Crystal Palace will trial the technology. The match official will be able to review goals, penalties, straight red cards and cases of mistaken identity.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.